Hello, Cancer, and welcome to your rune reading, part of Vision Quest. Your runes are cast. They've been cast for a while. What intervened between finishing your astrology recording last week and today was the death of David Bowie. And so I have been on many other assignments and had to pause and take a rest. And now I am back, but you don't know that because we are in digital time. It's all happening simultaneously. But just so you know, there was an interval, a long one, between these two readings. And now I am here for you to tell you what I've been wanting to say for a while. And that involves your runes. I've drawn five of them. The artifact that I've selected is a collection of seashells from here and there on the planet in what looks like a chowder clam shell and on an old slab of marble. I have no idea where the marble is from. I think the big shell is from Miami, but I'm not sure. And the runes are set on little slabs of, I guess it's agate. They're kind of like geodes. It's sliced geodes. Some of them are colored. And I'm using the Ralph Blum, the guy who popularized runes in the modern world, Book of Runes. Okay, so I'm reading these also from left to right. Normally runes are read from right to left, but these were drawn in that direction. I'm going to read them in the direction that they are drawn from. First rune is called Iwas, and that is represented by the wood of the yew tree. So it's a pliable wood that can be used to make a bow, for a bow and arrow. And the rune, well, its main interpretation is the word defense, but I think of it as avertive powers, protection, and the ability to move with the energy. The rune for defense is a little bit like the rune for flow, only both sides have the little hook. And so this would be flowing in both directions. That's a good image for the sign Cancer, because you do have to go with the flow. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Currents move and change. And I think of this as being a state of being prepared, a state of readiness, and the ability to use your resources to do what you need to be done. And I think it also indicates the presence of protection around you. And a lot of that protection just comes from your own alertness and awareness and preparation. So maybe go over to Gander Mountain and pick up an archery bow and take some shots in your backyard at a target. But that's the image. Second rune is Othelia, the rune of separating paths. But this isn't the position of the challenge. So the first one is kind of an overview. The second position is kind of a challenge. This is a pretty standard reading. I just combine them in ways that hopefully bring out some actual meaning. So this is an interesting rune to have as the rune of challenge. There's a meaning that I hadn't picked up on previously, which is an inheritance meaning. I didn't know that that was included in the confluence of events that are together with this rune. Merely separation from previous ways, previous modalities of relationship, to some extent previous people in relationship, and a mode of overall generally being conscious of the different factors that make up the past and the present, and then what you are aiming for in the future. So that's how I see that one. And that is, of course, a challenge. There's lots of things about your past that you are letting go of. There are modes of relationship that are essential to let go of, and then also previous goals and things that have hindered you from kind of engaging with present goals. Next one, algaes. That's the challenge, and that's the kind of the central theme. And I think that's sort of the thing on which everything pivots. It's the position in the middle. And this is one of my favorite ones. And when I had read this, it was an image that didn't leave me, because those extended branches are like the horns of an elk. And the horns of a horned animal create space around the animal. If you don't think of them as static, if you think of them as moving, then what you get is, if you animate them, that you get an image of a lot of space around the head of the animal with pretty good horns. No one's getting in there, especially if he's kind of flailing a little bit. So it creates a buffer zone. It creates another protective tool. It is also another rune of protection. And one of my favorite things about this one is it's associated with sedge grass, with rushes, basically the sound of wind coming through the rushes. And this is a kind of thing to tune into. Like, have you ever had the experience where you're alone in a forest and sitting on the forest floor and the wind picks up and the birds go silent and there is a